Paul Lisnik is the WGN-TV political analyst. He joins us now to talk about what happened and what didn't happen last night. Paul, good morning. The big question for the Democrats, what happened with the Latin vote, the youth vote? What do you think?
Well, with regard to the Latino vote, Trump flipped that pretty much all the way around the country. He even took Miami-Dade in Florida last year, which really is, you know, if there's any area of Florida that's going to go Democrat, that would be it. So clearly his message, especially probably regarding immigration and the deportation of illegal immigrants, whatever, resonated with a lot of people, including the Latino community, strongly. So right now, that's the best explanation. There will be studies going on for many months and years to come.
And what about this bro vote? It turned out that there wasn't a female wave, but there may have been a bro movement. What do you think?
Well, you know, the reality, Bob, is that Trump actually scored, and better than he did in 2020, with pretty much every demographic except college-educated white women. Other than that, he scored well and better than he did in the past. So with regard to the bro vote, as you call it, you know, the gamble that he took was that typically the bros don't really vote in high numbers, but women do. And so as we saw in those last weeks of the election, Trump was doing everything to go after that young male vote, including the Joe Rogan podcast, that kind of thing. And Harris was clearly going after women by stressing the abortion issue and women's rights, those kind of things. And as you say, in the end result, it appears that abortion emphasis didn't work for Harris, but in this way. In some states, for example, it became clear people voted for abortion rights when that was on the ballot, but then they voted for Trump. So it seems to be the analysis was, well, I believe in abortion rights, I want those rights, but I can still vote for Trump.
What happens now, do you think? What's the future for Vice President Harris?
Well, I don't know that she goes into retirement, but obviously she's going to have some quiet time for now. Probably go back to California because her position is over, and I don't think we've seen the last of her on the political scene. But, you know, as Democrats will turn their minds towards 2028 in the next election, you know, I think you have to raise the question, is putting up, you know, this is the second time a woman candidate has been the nominee. It hasn't worked. So while Democrats seem to think that, you know, there really isn't going to be gender bias or race bias or those kinds of things, it remains in question as to, or maybe there is in this country, among other issues. Obviously, policies are important, positions are important, you're probably going to go back, my guess, in 2028 to a more, you know, a white male candidate, because that has been what works in this country other than President Obama since our beginnings.
Interesting. Paul Lisnik, thank you as always for your take on everything. You have a good day, Paul.
You do the same, Bob. Thanks.
News Nation's Washington, D.C. correspondent Tom Dempsey joins us now. Tom was at Howard University late last night, I presume. Tom, tell us what went on after a lot of us went to sleep.
Well, the only thing I could probably compare it to was the Hillary Clinton gathering in 2016. As you can imagine, Howard University, the very historic college here in the D.C. area, it's Vice President Kamala Harris's alma mater. A lot of excitement when the event started, and then as the event went on and results continued to come in, you know, people got much more quieter and a much more subdued mood came in. You know, Vice President Harris never made an appearance during the event last night. So obviously, as you can imagine, a much different type of tone that the campaign team imagined. They pictured a victory party here happening last night, but now, you know, obviously a much different story. Obviously now we have a much clearer picture of these election results. So at this hour, here is what we're following. I mean, Vice President Harris still has not made an official comment about these election results. I know her campaign team, we heard from them a short while ago saying that she's still working on this speech about the reaction and the fallout from the election, and then also saying that she has not yet reached out to President-elect Donald Trump, but plans to do so at some point today. So still some moving parts here, but obviously it was a quiet night last night. Definitely nowhere near as much excitement as when the night started.
Of course, we heard from Donald Trump late last night. Is there any word on Vice President Harris making a speech today?
Yeah, so here, was the campaign team is saying she is going to make a speech at some point today, and it looks like as of now, late afternoon, early evening. There's a call time at the Naval Observatory here, which is where the Vice President presidential residence is here in D.C., and that's about 4 p.m., so you can picture it maybe, I'm going to guess, as of now, maybe 4:30, 5 p.m., 5:30, somewhere in that time frame, we might officially hear from Vice President Harris. And it's going to be really interesting to hear what sort of tone she takes, because normally these speeches, call for unity and, expressing gratitude to by the candidate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came up short, but they're thankful for all the volunteers. But, I mean, these are not normal times for these elections. And, the vice president called former president-elect Donald Trump, I should say, he called him a fascist during this campaign. So calling for unity in the face of that and how she, frames that, I think is going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, normally a candidate's concession speech is the most endearing speech of the whole campaign. What are your sources telling you, if anything, about what the Harris people think may have gone wrong with the campaign?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, even just I was out at the polls yesterday in Virginia covering, what was on the minds of voters. And far and away, the biggest issue we heard from voters was the economy. Sometimes politics could be complex, other times it could be simple. And I think in this case, obviously I don't want to dumb the election down to one issue, but it was on the minds of voters. Things like grocery prices, interest rates going up. We spoke to a young mother who says it's not cheap having a family now, and it's very expensive. She has got a young baby. She said expensive every time they go to the grocery store. You spoke to another younger gentleman who said he and his wife are trying to buy their first home together and he just can't afford it right now. And so I think there was a lot of fed up frustration with the way the economy has been for the last few months and years. And then also I think it just from a greater as far as, electoral standpoint of where the votes fell, Vice President Harris saw a big drop in support in some major cities. We're talking New York City. I think it was 600,000 fewer votes for Vice President Harris compared to President Biden in 2020. The Philadelphia area, the Boston area, Essex County in New Jersey, home to Newark. I mean, these are just some of the places where she saw much, a big drop in support than they were expecting. So I think that's going to be something they're trying to zero in on. But the economy was definitely a very big issue we heard from voters yesterday.
Yeah, they'll be taking a hard look at how much money was spent and what good it did them. I think future campaigns will look at that. Any talk about the shortness of her campaign? It had to be brief. Could that have been a factor here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hate to keep zeroing back to the economy, but, isolating that one issue, it's tough to be an incumbent in office when the economy, when there's not a lot of confidence in the economy being felt by Americans. And, I go back to when she appeared on The View and they asked her, what would you change that President Joe Biden did? And I think her answer was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, there was a lot of frustration with the way things are right now in the economy. And she didn't necessarily differentiate herself from the way things were being run over the past 4 years. So, again, I think the messaging is something that's going to be poured over, like you said, and there's going to be a lot of finger-pointing. But obviously the border was another very top issue. But as far as yesterday, what I heard personally from voters was things like grocery prices and difficulty buying a house and interest rates going up and a lot of concern about the economy.
It's the economy, stupid. Still true, I guess. Tom Dempsey at Howard University.